There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow, what a week it has been. The first full week of November 2024. It's a Patriots Friday, but of course, Jones, the week kicked off with a Patriots Monday, where a friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez, joined us, and that was on the eve of the trade deadline, so you know we got to get into that.
It's the trade deadline tomorrow in the NFL. Joshua Uche already traded off the team. Would you anticipate more moves being made with your team between now and then?
Hey, look, I'm a player. I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Is that something you guys talk about at all, though? I mean, that's a major change all of a sudden in the middle of the season.
So you guys don't talk?
We don't talk about being the possibility
of
being traded?
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Okay.
All right, so it'd be a real shock then if somebody got traded, I guess.
Okay, we'll see if there's any more moves. There weren't, by the way.
Spoiler, there was no more moves to be had. So hopefully Gonzo joins us
now, most
coming
players,
up on Monday.
Most players I would believe, or I'm sorry, wouldn't believe when they say, we don't even talk about stuff.
Nope.
But him, I kind of believe it.
Possible. Yeah. Very possible.
He may not say anything to any other.
It's true.
The interview we do with him once a week might be, it's probably the most he talks.
Well, we saw his mic'd up. He was mic'd up. I mean, he physically was mic'd up. The voices you heard were people kind of close enough to
him. Yeah, pretty much anyone in his vicinity.
Yeah. All right, what about on Tuesday's Kiefer Madness, we were talking about a certain animal taking part in a beauty contest. Oregon has kind of cornered the market, apparently, on good-looking bats.
An echidna. Oh, the bat.
An echidna.
Yes.
Echidnas are pretty handsome, I think.
Cute little animal.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many animals do you think deserve their own beauty contest?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a little too much?
No.
Cows, pigs,
yeah.
Horse, the good-looking horse.
All animals.
Ermine. Ermine should. Ermines are cute little guys.
Sexy ermine.
Yes, a hot ermine. Put little hats on them. A little coat.
Put him in something risque.
Yeah, a little dress on him.
Yeah, don't show it all.
What's like a little
something.
You like putting
a lot of ermine leg.
Leave some to the imagination.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, a tail.
You can do like a little groundhog, little skunk, little Pepe the Pew. You get those guys out there. I mean, if you're doing bat beauty contests, I feel like you're just scratching the surface.
I just think, you know, what's the harm?
Why, you have to use night vision.
What's the Yeah, what's
Well, they are blood suckers, and they're going to go right for you. Yeah.
But I'm saying if you're looking at
$10 shake, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the bats.
They're eating the bats.
The hoary bats.
Yeah, well, I think we should do this for all animals. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Tickle everyone's fancy.
Alligators.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's definitely plenty to choose from. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, we had another creature feature madness with a raccoon in LaGuardia.
Yeah, who could have seen that coming?
Falling right out of the sky there.
A sexy skunk would be, that might be the line.
I mean, Pepe Le Pew kind of is, isn't he? He's been canceled.
He's been canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was attracted to a lot of other skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit aggressive.
Too aggressive, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
So it was the trade deadline, 4 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday. So from 10 to 2, we were ready.
Oh,
our head
so,
was on a swivel.
So ready.
We had a sounder ready to go. Unfortunately, we didn't have too many opportunities to lose it. It hunts alone. Its main source is moths. Yeah, this guy eats a lot of moths.
Okay.
Good nutritional value maybe in a
maybe,
moth.
Maybe, yeah, you got to think about eating more moths if they're so good looking. So that's makes Keeper sense. Madness. Every team.
Oh, oh, my God! Oh!
What do we have, Billy? Let's go to the NFL trade desk with our very own Billy Lanny. Yeah. Billy!
All right, Tom Pelissero. Trade! Exclamation point.
Nice! Yes. He gets it.
The Saints are sending four-time Pro Bowl quarterback Marshon Lattimore to the Commanders, sources tell me, and at Rap Sheet.
Ooh, that's big for the Commanders, who, if you missed it, were in our D'Angelo subs tier for Tier Tuesday. So the Commanders...
That's before they got Marshon Lattimore.
That's right. That was a big trade. And huge, we had it first.
Huge trade.
Nobody else had it.
Shout out a $10 shake in the Twitch chat. Says, I made the week in review. My life is complete.
There you go.
Good for you, $10 shake.
Have a week.
Yeah.
Way to go. This also made the week in review. Of course, Tuesday was voting day. I don't know if you missed that
big
or
day.
Not, Jones. But something happened to my wife whilst voting, at least on her way out of the voting booth.
Yeah.
So my wife voted yesterday,
yeah,
right,
same.
On election day. And she was like, so funny thing happened to me. She's like, I went to...
I was intimidating some voters.
Yeah. I was just out there screaming at people.
Yeah. Funny thing is, me and all my pals went over, and we were just kind of mean mugging everybody.
Yeah, I did some destruction in the parking lot. I was like, good Lord. No, so she's like, she went early. She voted, and like, you know how you like seal it off, and then you put it in like the little like machine that looks like a printer or whatever. Did you have one of those?
You seal it off.
Yeah, no. You didn't put it in like an envelope?
No. It still doesn't.
Who knows? Maybe our town's doing it backwards.
No, I did it early. Mine went into an envelope.
So for some reason, hers did too. And so anyway.
The other one's going to paper shredders. They make you believe this.
No, I was going to say, they probably tossed it in the trash.
I was handing in my little bubbles, looking over my shoulder, going, yeah. I don't see how people vote. I don't see how I voted on question three.
So apparently, you put it in the machine, and then like a little green light goes on, and then you can leave.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't know that. And so the guy put his hand up to stop her because she was walking past him, and she high-fived the guy. She thought he was just like, you know, people get excited about voting or whatever.
Yeah,
so
he's like, Big Day America.
He's like, hold on. She's like, yeah. And then he's like, what? And she's like, oh, sorry. He's like, no, you need to wait until the thing. And then she's like, oh, what a start. Yep, tough day. Tough day for her. And then finally, Andrew Razor Raycroft, who joins us every Thursday around 11:30 to talk some Bruins, taking a shot at the New England Patriots.
This was uncalled for.
This was out of nowhere.
Yeah. I want to be fair to the Bruins. I give him credit for not firing Jim Montgomery in the middle of the election.
They didn't do that.
I want to give him credit for that. This is an organization that has been known to bury firings and bury bad news and fire Claude Julien, a Stanley Cup winning coach, in the middle of a Patriots parade.
Right. Well, the Patriots do play Sunday, so there's time.
Well, let's start with like the good news is we will never have to worry about firing coaches in a Patriots parade because they have zero chance of winning anything for a really, really long time. Nice. So let me get that out there first.
Fair.
No one's paying attention to them on Sunday.
Wow. Man!
Ouch. That was like kicking them when they're down hard.
You hear that, Kraft? You lost Razor.
Razor says you'll never win again.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
Is this right? Is this accurate? We're getting some Pepe Le Pew texts. Yeah. It's been a while since I've watched Pepe Le Pew.
Well, it's been a long time since anyone's watched Pepe Le Pew.
It's been canceled. 37937. Pepe Le Pew was always attracted to cats.
Yeah.
They had stripes painted down their backs by accident, and the skunk always wanted to have relations with a cat.
Yep.
That's what it was?
Penelope Pussycat, I believe, was who he was after.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
That was who he was after?
Nick just nodded. He's like, yeah.
sounds right. I remember the cat.
Nick's like, yeah. First time he's like agreed. He's like, yeah. Definitely. That's what he's talking.
I was watching on Meth Streams. What was it called?
Meth Streams.
Yeah, Meth Streams.
I was on a Boomerang back in the day.
Penelope Pussycat.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that? So we told Hart and Arkan to ask Schefter about Meth Streams.
Oh, yeah. Did they do it?
I don't know, but McAfee did, and like TMZ picked it up and everything, and it became like a big story.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Schefter was tweeting out a bunch of videos last night. I didn't notice any.
No, he probably cropped out Meth Streams.
Anything in the corner.
Got a 7-day free trial for Amazon Prime.
He's like, I don't know about next week, but at least I got this game.
So there you go. It's the week in review. Another week in the books. Good stuff there. What are you looking at?
That's a guy saying that my wife's high five to the voting guy is worse than me grabbing the guy's wrist in the parking lot.
It is a toss up, and there's something in the drinking water in the Keith household. I don't know.
We're gonna stick to fist bumps from now on, or nothing, or maybe no touching of anybody.
Nods.
Yep.
Firm nods of people. Yeah. Come on, look. 617-779-7937. You can jump back in. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to be joined by Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. We're going to be joined by Patriots offensive lineman. Could play anywhere on the offensive line, apparently. Right tackle, right guard, left guard, Mike Onwenu. He's going to join us later on in the program as well. We still have Keith's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp, and we'll get back into Thursday Night Football. And there's a lot you can apply from the Ravens and Bengals last night to the Patriots and their current situation. We'll get to it next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com